Leading His Own Herd. It was not only Kubwa's strength that made him win, for often he tackled elephants who were really stronger than himself. But he was quick to think and could get into action before the other fellow had decided on his plan of attack. As Kubwa got bigger and bigger, he got deadlier and deadlier in action. The time came when he only snorted when his mother spoke to him, and he threw dust in his older brother's eyes, which was not a respectful thing to do. Finally, he fought his uncle, who started out to teach him his place, and gave his uncle such a horrid poke in the shoulder with his long, sharp tusks that the old leader went off in a huff. Several of the older ones went with his uncle, but the others stayed and listened politely and lazily to this energetic young boss, and Kubwa began to lead his own herd. Kubwa adored commanding. He said when it was time to go into the swamp and when into the forest, and he led the way to the grazing grounds and sampled all the best places for miles around. Soon he began bullying any strangers or any small groups that wandered into the grazing grounds when he was there. Mild-mannered elephants, who wanted a quiet life and good food, began to come and join his herd in order to get the benefit of his protection and his leadership.